Old mobile phones, TVs, fridges, and computers are among the most common kinds of e-waste, and quantities are rising fast across Africa. E-waste can release harmful substances into the environment that damage human health. These include heavy metals like mercury and lead. Rising demand for electronic goods, coupled with imports of old products into Africa, mean the continent could generate more e-waste than Europe by 2017. Miranda Amatre is from Nigeria's National Environmental Standards and Regulations Enforcement Agency.
E-waste is one of the highest volume of waste streams we have in Nigeria because of the high use of telephone handsets. So many people have more than one handset. So there is high volume in country and even the shipment. As you know, Nigeria allows importation of used electrical and electronic equipment. Some of them, they come and they are almost at their end of life. So it becomes a problem for us in the country.
On the last day of the event in Nairobi, African governments, the UN, electronics manufacturers and other groups issued a call for action on e-waste. Part of the agreement underlines the economic potential of e-waste to the African economy. Old electronics contain precious materials such as gold, silver, and rare earth metals. Harvesting these from discarded products could generate significant income, as explained by Katerina Kumar Perry, Executive Secretary of the UN's Basel Convention.
1 ton of mobile phones, obsolete mobile phones, that ton of mobile phones contains roughly 350 grams of gold. If you take 1 ton of ore, that contains about 5 grams of gold. Now the same is true for other precious substances such as silver and copper and rare earth metals. If you consider the value of those materials, there you have the economic opportunities.
Other priorities agreed in Nairobi were the need to improve the collection, transport and storage of e-waste. Most e-waste recycling in Africa takes place informally at dump sites or landfills. The e-waste forum said a move towards a formalized sector using international standards would limit risks to the environment and the health of people working on dump sites. Brian Cull, UN Radio.